95% of, you know, that
begins from your technology point of view.
Yes, we are ready to go.
Thank you. All right, great. This is collective bargaining negotiations between the University of West Florida Board of Trustees and the United Faculty of Florida chapter at the University of West Florida. It is May 19th, 2021, and I'm Mike Matamore.
Dan Lucas.
Amy Sprague.
Michael Wyatt.
John Fink.
DeBoe.
Chastity Hobbs.
So I know that we kind of ended the last session with unable to resolve the issue of Article 25, in particular the bonus. We talked about what to do about the promotional ins and outs for the ranks of the lecture instructors. And we would like to take one more effort to try to present an MOU that might be satisfactory to everyone and would allow us to get this $1,000 out. I know that your intent is to resolve these issues having to do with the promotional ranks of the instructor, lecturer, research associate, I think, in this round of negotiations. We're just not at a point where we're comfortable with that. We need more time to consider that circumstance, to commit to the financial obligation, the timing of the rollout, which would then trigger the financial obligation. And we understand that it's a couple years off. So what we would like to do is to recognize in our MOU that we have this previous memorandum of understanding that we are committed to, and that we will take up this issue and resolve these matters in our next round of negotiations, which still is a couple of years before it will probably go into effect. So with that having been said, we have a revised memorandum of understanding from the version that you gave us at the last session. And we would like to share that and ask your consideration. I think Gabby has a copy of it. I think she just posted it. So what we have done is we've changed the language back to how it would resolve Article 25 for this reopened set of negotiations. We recognize that the changes to 25 that would have to occur would be the allowance of the $1,000 and also the commitment that we would change the language so the associate clinical professor would have a promotion increase rate of 13%, and the clinical professor would have a promotion increase rate of 13%. And then what we would agree is to commit to, during reopen negotiations for 22-23, to negotiate the terms of the implementation dates, promotion increases, that's the amount of promotion, and the rollout schedule for the ranks of senior lecturers, senior instructors, and senior research associates. It doesn't resolve these issues, and I know that you would like to do that in this round of negotiations, but it does express the university's commitment to resolve these next year.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Does my team have any questions about that? I have a couple questions, but Dean or Chastity, do you have any questions on that?
I don't at this time.
Okay. So we appreciate the consideration and the proposal. I have just a couple of questions for clarification. Mike, is the position of the university that this has to be presented within an MOU in order to distribute that bonus ahead of ratification? Because it's really essentially an article, the element about agreeing in the future to negotiate the elements of instructor lecturer promotions, that would probably need to be in an MOU, right? As a memorandum of understanding. Is there anything that would prevent the university from simply including like the bonus and the promotion elements in just a plain Article 25 that would prevent the university from implementing that bonus prior to the July deadline?
You're on mute.
We could certainly, and we do intend to amend Article 25. That's going to get TA, that's going to get put into the whole package, that will have the $1,000, that will have the 13% for the clinical grants. So 25 will be amended and will be TA. But the problem that we have is that we're not going to have a ratified resolution of all of these TA articles that we also have open and on the table. So I don't see how we can wrap up this round of reopeners by July 1st. So I think to effectuate what we're trying to do with the $1,000 by July 1st would require an MOU.
So that's the I think you answered the essence of the question is that the university position is that we would need an MOU in addition to an Article 25 in order to distribute that in a more concise timeline, right?
Right.
Okay, good. I was just trying to. So the other question that I have before we go into caucus is when you were speaking, you said that the university's concern is they need more time for the financial obligation that this would trigger, right? That simply having a rollout triggers an ultimate financial obligation. And that the concern that we hear the university expressing is more about the rollout, right? The timeline of that rollout, rather than one asserting like the relative value of instructors or lecturer positions to the value of comparatively to tenure line clinical faculty or library faculty who are inclusive in that, everyone else is in that 13% percentage bracket.
Well, I think to commit to the percentage at this point in time is challenging and problematic for us for a couple of reasons. One is we think, well, let me just go through off the top of my head. One is that when we lock into a certain percentage, that might impact the rollout because then that's going to define the obligation because those two play together, right? How much we spend, how much we have to spend, how many people we can roll out in any given year, and what year we can do it in will all kind of play together. So we would like to actually land on those topics at the same time rather than do them piecemeal. The other thing is that, and I'll have to be honest with you, Jonathan, there are some people throughout the state university system. There's probably people at the University of West Florida, and I'm not saying these people with this opinion will win the day. I'm not saying that. But I do know that there are people who have the approach and opinion that lectures and instructors should not automatically be considered at the same promotional rate as someone getting tenure or the traditional tenure track positions at 13%. And as you know, these people at those levels of 13% weren't always at 13%, right? They were at one time at 9%. And then we changed and increased that benefit, and then we had to go back and try to capture people in the past and adjust people who were promoted in the past at a lower rate. But I do think there are some people in the system, and if we were to go across the universities, you would see that in some institutions, the promotional rate for instructors and lecturers where they have these ranks is not the same as the promotion to professor. So, and then there's some people in the academic world that say that's how it should be. That, when someone receives that increase because they have attained the rank of professor, well, they've had to have an excellent career of not only teaching, but research. And maybe that should be viewed in a different way. Now, I'm not saying that that's an approach we're gonna take. We just don't know right now. But there are people who have that opinion that we should consider that amount.
Can I ask a question while you're?
Yeah.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by the vagaries of saying like some people across the state university system. Specifically, our bargaining team, we formally represent the in-unit faculty of the University of West Florida, right? Your guys' bargaining team formally represents the position of the UWF Board of Trustees and the university administration, right? Are you stating that this is a position of the UWF Board of Trustees and the UWF administration?
No, I'm saying that we haven't landed on where we're going to be for the rollout and for the amount that the promotion increase would be for these ranks. I just was making an observation that not every university has approached the promotion ranks and the promotion increases for these types of positions in the same amount and manner as they have traditionally had promotional increases for promotion to professor. It's not like that's a settled issue. That's all I'm saying. But it's not like a settled issue throughout the state university system. It actually has been something that has come up and has been explored and discussed at each of those universities when they implemented this. And we're gonna have that discussion too internally. And maybe it's something that, we do the same as when we added the clinicals, which is we didn't change the numbers. But we haven't had that conversation yet.
So I hear the argument that you're saying that you're looking at the rest of the state university system for parallel structures. One of the things we brought into bargaining previously when we've had this conversation is specific documentation of every SUS institution and the percentage increases and how those relate to their tenure line faculty and in their other faculty. And with the exception of maybe one or two, they are uniformly at the same promotion rate and at the same promotion center. So, and at the same number of promotions, right? Those are used uniformly. I don't know of any, maybe one, I don't know of any that differentiates the percentage amount. Secondarily, in the context of UWF, it's not only tenure line faculty that are in the 13% promotion rate, right? We also have library faculty who are in that promotion rate, and we're currently, the university is adding in clinical faculty at that promotion rate as well. There's no differentiation between any faculty that currently has access. The only remaining in-unit faculty who do not have access to that 13% promotion rate are exclusively instructors, lecturers, and research associates. Assuming that we ratify including the clinical faculty at that 13% rate. So those are just some elements that we wanted to make sure and clarify. The question, you know, faculty have reached out to us just uniformly across the board. And the central element that they've asked us to try and get clarification from the university is if the university's hesitancy is specifically about the timeline of financing, or if it's a value judgment about the contributions of instructors or lecturers, and to try and get and research associates in comparison to library faculty, clinical faculty, and tenure faculty who are all at the 13% level. So that's the clarification that faculty have asked us to try and attain that's representative specifically of the point of view of our administration and our board of trustees.
Well, I appreciate the issue and I understand your position. We're just not prepared in this round of negotiations to have that conversation. We would like to do that in the next round of negotiations. I mean, I'm issue identifying. I'm not taking a position.
So that the statement about, we were saying there's some people who don't believe they should be at the same promotion rate, that's not a reflection or direction of the university?
Correct, it's not. I've been given no direction one way or the other.
Okay. We'll take a quick caucus, and we appreciate the proposals. We think we have a path forward, and we'll probably 15 or 20 minutes, and we'll have that response.
All right, thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you. Perfect. Thank you for letting us have that time to caucus and to look over the proposal. We appreciate the proposal. I've just sent Gabby a counter proposal. I think that there's clearly a path forward that resolves both the university's concerns and our concerns as well. I think there's a clear path forward. I think that this has been negotiated in good faith. So to kind of summarize where we are, the faculty have articulated to us that they're willing to accept the bonus as outlined by the university. They're willing to accept the lack of a cost of living increase because of the current financial situations right now going on at the university, to work with the university on that. Their path forward to reach resolution, as we've outlined previously, is including the research, the instructors, lecturers, research associates, and clinical faculty in that 13% promotion rank, right? We've already outlined and agreed to the timeline for the clinical faculty, right? Like that's already in an MOU coming up. We recognize what the university has articulated about the timeline for the rollout for the instructors or lecturers, which has not been negotiated yet. And that timeline can impact the financial obligations of the university. The element that's of most concern to faculty is that the university demonstrate by the inclusion of the senior instructor and lecturer and research positions, that they demonstrate the university values those.
Looks like we lost John.
Yeah, sorry, he's been having connection issues today. He should pop right back on. Hi, all. Are you there?
Yeah, we can hear you, John.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm so sorry. My computer just died on me. So the battery's not working very well, so the university computer. But I apologize for that. Mike, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, Jonathan, for sure.
Okay, great. So I just zoomed in based on my cell phone. So as we were saying quickly, I'll say quickly, what we're willing to do is if the university agrees to the demonstration of the value of the senior instructor, lecturers, and research associates, just as all other in-unit faculty, by including them in that 13% component, we've attached an MOU that would postpone the negotiation of the rollout schedule component until our next negotiation. So the next, after that, we're willing to postpone that rollout discussion because of the financial elements of that.
Okay. Right. Were you able to get that to Gabby?
I think so.
Yep, I got it. Pretty sure I have it. Maybe not.
Gabby, did you receive anything from Jonathan?
Yes. It's an MOU. It says contingent upon the parties reaching a tentative agreement in the negotiations of 21-22, we owe a collective bargaining agreement to include positions of associate clinical professor, senior lecturer, senior instructor, and senior research associate in the 13% promotional language in Article 25. Salaries, the parties agree to withhold further negotiation regarding the rollout and timeline of senior lecturer, senior instructor, and senior research associate positions until the 22-23 reopening and collective bargaining agreement negotiations. That's what you sent over, right, Jonathan?
Yes, and I've also attached just the Article 25 that would close out those same elements. It's inclusive only of the adding those as well as the bonus that you all have.
Okay. Does anybody from the team have any questions of Jonathan with regard to the position he articulated or the document he sent over? All right, we don't. So what we'll do is we'll take a caucus, and it is 10:47 now. How about we get back together at 11? And if we need more time, we'll let you know.
Hey, Mike, one more quick thing. You mentioned that we may need an MOU in addition that distributes that bonus in a timely fashion prior to ratification. We'd be happy to add in an MOU that would demonstrate that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Jonathan. We'll be back. We'll see you at 11.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you.
Professor or librarians or clinical ranks or lecturers, instructors, or research associates, we're just not at a point where we can negotiate and commit to how we're going to roll out this promotion. And it's a promotion that we've already agreed to. So that's already been a commitment of the university for people in those positions. We certainly don't want to do that on the fly. And we think all of it is tied together and not something that we're going to be able to do piecemeal. So we're still willing to commit to negotiate and put into an MOU that we will negotiate and bring to a resolution these issues having to do with the promotion of senior instructor, senior lecturer, and senior research associate. But we're not able to do it at this moment. So we certainly are willing to enter into the memorandum as we proposed today and move forward on $1,000. And if that's not something that the United Faculty of Florida can agree to, that's certainly you're right in negotiations to be able to do that. So I guess that's where we stand on this issue, and everybody can give all this a thought, and maybe we could get a resolution of it. The day will come when people in those classifications are going to be promoted, and the day is going to come when they receive resources from the university as a commitment to their promotion. And we look forward to that. That's why everyone has agreed to these promotions. So we're just not able to do those negotiations in this tight window that we find ourselves. So I guess we have nothing more for today, Jonathan.
Okay, just a couple of follow-up questions. We appreciate the thoughts that you're outlining. In earlier negotiations today, Mike, you said both what you said saying now that the university is unwilling, to go forward, with what we've proposed. You simultaneously said that your team has not had a conversation with the university about the 13% promotion increase component for the instructors and lecturers. You said that that's not something that you all have spoken with them specifically about. I was wondering if you could provide some clarification on what you meant by that, about whether or not that your team has communicated these proposals to the university. We proposed this back in March. So we were just, if you could
provide. I'm glad to clarify that, because I think there has been a misunderstanding on your part, and I apologize if it's my doing. But no, I was answering a question that I heard that is, have we as a team been directed or to consider an amount lower than 13%? And I was like, no, we have not had a conversation or been directed to pursue an amount lower than 13%. I think I said we haven't had a conversation about any amount of the promotion. We just haven't had that. It isn't where we're at a point where we have been directed to reject the 13% or to accept it, or accept or reject any amount lower than that or higher than that. We just haven't landed on that, I think I said.
So you're saying you have or have not been directed to reject the current proposal on the table that's just for the 13% and the timeline?
I've been directed to take the position that the university would like to negotiate that issue in the next round of negotiations.
Okay, that clarifies it. Can you provide a little more information about the MOU that you all proposed today? I've had to jump through a couple different computers here, I don't have it directly in front of me. But could you talk, could you reiterate for me the language specific, and maybe if Gabby could also send that to me by email, that would be really helpful too. But the language about where you state that the university's commitment to negotiating and resolving these issues next year.
All right. Right, I guess there's really three parts to it. It recognizes that there'll be two changes to Article 25. One would allow a $1,000 pay action to occur before June 30th, 2021. It would also recognize that the promotional ranks for the clinicals would be at 13%. Then what we could recommit to the and recognize our obligations under the October 12th, 2020 Memorandum of Understanding, creating the promotional opportunities for senior lecturers, instructors, and research associates, and that we commit to during reopen negotiations for year 22-23 to negotiate the terms of the implementation dates, the promotion increases in the rollout schedules for the ranks of senior lecturers, senior instructors, and senior research associates. I mean, our intent with all of this is that we will take all of those issues up in 22-23 and resolve them.
Okay. What we will do is we will take that proposal, you know, back to faculty. You know, as we said specifically, the number one element for faculty is that they have demonstrated good faith flexibility on hearing the university's concerns financially and about timeline. The element that they see demonstrates exactly to our instructors and lecturers a commitment to their value is a commitment to including them with their peer faculty in a 13% structure. That they see that as a discussion of a moral value and as well as a financial value.
And that seems to me to be somewhat unfortunate, because no one on the university side has suggested anything otherwise than their value. But at the same time, we're talking about a financial and budgetary commitment, and to do that and then leave hanging the rollout schedule, to leave hanging implementation dates, to leave hanging how this process is going to work going forward, I think allows us to be justifiably uncomfortable, and that we would like to put the time and the effort into a process that's going to be in the best interest of everybody, including those that are going to come up for promotion. So I understand your position, Jonathan. I just don't see it as where, I don't see where the university has indicated any kind of lack of commitment or value to these people.
So I think it's our responsibility we're not asking you to agree this position. It's our responsibility to articulate the thoughts and the feelings of faculty, of these specific faculty, as they articulate them to us, for us to clearly relay that to you and hope that that's carried forward to the administration, that they also, even if they don't agree, that they hear or understand that. And so the position of faculty, the belief of faculty, is that that specific percentage increase and the willingness to include other faculty, all faculty, in that specific increase is a demonstrable and finite representation of the university's understanding and commitment of their value. The university may not agree with that. They may see that as, for all the reasons you've said about budgeting and timeline, it's our responsibility to relate to the university that if the promotion increase for instructors or lecturers is less than what all other in-unit faculty have access to, faculty will see that as a statement about a lesser value that they're providing to the university. It's our responsibility to articulate that to you all so you understand that's what faculty have articulated to us.
Right, I appreciate your role in all of this, and I appreciate that you've articulated that to us, but you know, we also, I would like for them to understand this process and that we have time to be able to work through these issues. And it's not a matter of whether they're being valued or not, that we reach a decision about the promotion process years before its implementation. And the implementation not even occurring to a later contract. Now, we're willing to do it next year, which I think is well before this all goes into effect. And I think it allows everybody the time to think through our issues carefully and our budget commitment carefully. So, because like we said, the amount affects the rollout, affects the implementation, and maybe it affects eligibility. We don't know. But we'd like to have that all clear in one structure. So it's not a matter of value. And like I said, I think it's unfortunate if they view these negotiations today and that issue as an indication of that, of a devaluation of their status. It's just not why we're doing this.
Okay, well, I appreciate that clarification. I mean, as I said, we just want to be sure that the university understands clearly that position of those faculty, what they've articulated to us.
All right, thank you, Jonathan. We hear you. We understand what your position is.
So we'll take this back, your offer today, back to faculty, and they'll review it. We should be able to get, you know, a quick response to you at a next bargaining session.
Okay.
We're flight. If you guys have dates you want to propose now, we'd be happy to entertain those. Unless there's something else that you guys wanted to negotiate.
Some of our team members aren't with us today. Kim's not here. Let me get dates from everybody, Jonathan, and shoot them to you if you don't mind.
Okay. And I'm trying to see if I can download this MOU out of the Google Drive.
Jonathan, how long are you going to need? A few days or a week?
We have to notify it. It has to be noticed for 5 days anyway. As soon as you can notice it, we would be able to operate within that timeline.
All right, that sounds good, Jonathan. We'll get you the dates today.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's everything we have for today.
All right. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate your time and your participation, and we'll see you soon.
I should ask my Chastity or Dean. Did you guys have anything that I haven't mentioned?
No, I was just going to do the obligatory wave. Okay. Apparently, I'm in the 90%
or way. Back in the group.
Thanks, all.
Bye, y'all.
Have a good one.